The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Colin Cowherd's canceled. What did he do?
I was just making a list. Top five quarterbacks based on arm talent. Number five, Jared Goff.
Okay.
Number four, Kyler Murray. Number three, Drew Brees.
Really?
Number two, Tom Brady.
Really?
Number one, Russell Wilson. Jared Goff and Tom Brady don't jump off the page to me as arm talent guys, especially Tom Brady 2020. Whoa. No offense, but like, you really think you're going to get a great song out of singing about a pandemic, a virus?
Yeah, I like the song. I don't really care whether you like it or not.
That's okay. You seem to care a lot.
No, I mean, for some of the taste you have in music and other stuff, for you to be critical of me, pretty embarrassing.
I'm not being critical of you. I said the song sucks. You didn't write the song.
But you're being critical of my taste, and your taste sucks, too.
I'm not being critical of it. I'm just saying it's not great in this instance.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. Just having a fun little Friday as the world crumbles around us. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Also can hit us up on Facebook, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first 2 hours? Sucks to be you. It was a fun first couple of hours, and we start rolling things back again and start heading towards lockdown, we just decided to have fun today. So hopefully you're enjoying it. I certainly am. Her sent me an email earlier. I just saw it. It says, hey, guys, great show. Do you find it annoying when the White House press conference briefing Pence is telling Trump what a great job he's done with the pandemic? Can't we just have the experts speak at these? I've never seen a single one of those because they're always when we're on air. And I don't really want to watch him anyway. What are they going to tell me? And he's also trying out Old Forester 1920. Highly recommend it.
Oh, my.
Sounds very fancy.
Must be nice.
Aaron, what were you talking about on Twitch? You started a war somehow?
I did not.
Yeah, I think you did. I think
Saints 28 said that he enjoys our show. He found us because of Josh. He lives, I think, at Baton Rouge.
Well, that's nice.
And he also listens to the press box leading into Josh and then us following
Josh.
That's
great news.
And apparently another Twitcher, Rockets DFS, doesn't believe that Josh is liked by some people. So they're in an argument over whether or not Josh is good, basically.
Well, I'll say this. Josh is liked by a lot of people, and Josh is not liked by a lot of people. That's just kind of the way it goes sometimes.
Yep.
There's not very many people who are neutral on Josh. And honestly, that's kind of why I like him. You know, that's why I like his show, because it gets a strong reaction one way or the other, you know? And that's what you're looking for. So I know it's not for everybody, and I knew that when we brought him on. But he gets people talking. I like that.
I enjoy his show quite a bit. I've almost gotten to where I have to quit listening, because there's things that I wanted to get to on the show that he jumps on. So he's obviously has very good taste in what to talk about. But there have been a couple of times I was like, yeah, I'm going to dive into this today. And then Josh had spent two segments on it. I'm like, meh.
Yeah, that does kind of kill me sometimes, too.
And it's but not, I mean, that's not a
bad thing.
We have
different audiences. I mean, we got to get used to that.
It is, but it's one of the reasons why I used to never listen to other shows, because I didn't want to have anything impact what my take was going to be. But I enjoy his show so much that I kind of have to, you know, I'm trying to find a way to balance that, because if I'm not listening to him, I'm listening to Canada Talks, and I'd much rather listen to Josh. So, Pat 409 says zero sports today. I love it. And I bet Stick to Sports Guy is losing his bleep. I don't know. What sports are we supposed to stick to?
Stick to Sports Guy. You're kind of SOL right now, because listen, in July, we'll be talking sports.
Honestly, I don't know if we'll be talking sports in July either.
July 31st, Rockets Mavs, 8 p.m. season opener.
AJ, how do you think the Rockets are going to match up against the Mavericks in that game? Can we look ahead to that? Can you break down the roster?
They will be they'll play a sports game. That's all we know.
Hey,
look at that. Black Pat, who is a black man, in fact. His name's Pat. So it's Black Pat 409. I assume he's from the 409. That's so a black guy named Pat from the 409 says, "I have to admit, Josh is growing on me." Look at that. Josh is bringing us all together.
There you go.
The old, what was that raggedy-ass white dude that called yesterday?
George.
George and Black Pat. Look at that.
That's how you bring people together, AJ.
And then Robert says, even when I agree with him, Josh's voice just annoys the ever-loving F out of me.
See, okay. I think he has a fantastic voice. I think he's got the best voice in radio in this city.
Oh.
Even better than yours.
Yes. Oh, oh my.
Does that offend you?
Yes, very much so. How dare you, Fred?
Well, if somebody wants to come up with 750 grand, you guys can have the two best records on the radio. There you go.
It's too much right now in the Rona. Otherwise, I'd pull out of my 401k.
Sell another house.
Only got one left.
But think about this. Now, you don't have to do it all yourself. I'm sure you have other people who would love to see that. You guys just pool your money.
Okay. Well, if you hate Fred, Cash App. Like, get at me.
And judging by the comments, most of you do. So this is a good opportunity to shake things up, to change the world. And, you know, I'll go off and do my other little things for the company, and you guys can enjoy your afternoons. I think it's a great idea. Win-win-win for everybody. And... you know, I'm giving you a discount too.
It's true. I think you've got you don't have as many quality prime years left in you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You're not paying $2 million worth of future now.
Dwayne says NWSL starts tomorrow. Sports, and Dwayne, I'm just gonna throw it out there that I don't even know what NWSL means, so we can't even count that.
Women's soccer.
Yeah, we can't talk about it because it's soccer.
Yeah. A soccer guy. Who insulted me yesterday about talking about soccer. So guess what? No soccer.
Sorry.
Not women's soccer either.
Sorry, NWSL. Yeah. We won't be talking about your fine game. Is that the league that the Dash plays in?
Yes. And they're doing some kind of tournament in Utah. And all I know about that is the Orlando team had to pull out because they all got the Rona.
Okay. Both of you look at me because I want to make sure you don't Google this. Can you name another NWSL team besides the Dash, either of you?
Let's see.
I can because I've worked for one.
Okay. All right. Well,
who's yours?
Let me do this because
I'll let Fred go first because I only have one. So if he takes it, it's fine.
Carry the one. Mystic Pizza.
No, that is not one. Who is yours?
The Portland Thorns.
That is correct. That is one.
The Timbers are the male team. The Thorns are the female team.
And you worked for the Thorns?
I did. Basically, I patched in audio so they could broadcast from their play-by-play people. Don't come down. Don't go on the road with them. So they just need an engineer to show up and patch sound from the field back to Portland so they can announce it. So it sounds like they're sitting there.
All right.
A little behind the scenes spoiler.
Now we know.
Wasn't there a team like the Sky Blue or something, or something Sky that was really bad.
There is the Sky Blue FC.
Yeah, there you go.
The Chicago one that J.J. Watt's wife was just traded to.
The Chicago Red Stars.
That's it.
That's a communist.
I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was Chicago.
The Orlando Pride.
Okay.
That's
the ones who aren't playing.
Well, they seem to be the one that would be most up your alley.
What do you mean by that? What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything.
Are you making some kind of rainbow comment here?
No, right they there? Have purple uniforms. I figured you would just like that. Mm-hmm. Rain FC, REIGN.
Yeah, Rain. Like the Dragon movie, Rain of Fire.
Yes. The Washington Spirit, the Utah Royals FC.
Why does Utah have to steal everybody else's name, Jazz and Royals?
Yeah, that seems like BS.
Yeah.
And here, FC Kansas City, they don't even get to be the Royals. They're just FC Kansas City. And I don't know if they even have a, Like, do they have a team name, or is it just FC?
Well, no, a lot of these teams do that. Like FC Dallas in the MLS.
I don't like that.
But see, shouldn't it be like CFC Kansas City?
So what's FC Dallas's mascot?
I don't know. I do not know, and I'm not allowed to talk about soccer, so quit asking me questions.
Well, here's the
Tex Hooper.
Here's my vote for worst National Women's Soccer League team name. The North Carolina Courage.
Not to give the Texans a compliment, but if you look at the FC Dallas mascot, looks like Toro on meth.
Okay. Also, of the 10 teams, it appears that 3 of the 10 use a lion for their mascot. The Utah Royals use a lion, because obviously a lion is a king of the jungle. The Rain FC uses a lion.
Wait, how many lions do they have in Utah?
There's mountain lions.
Those aren't real lions. They're just like giant cats.
Okay.
They're angry, like bobcats.
Okay.
They're real.
Oh, well, how many Texans are there in Houston? Oh. Rain FC also uses a lion. Okay. And the North Carolina Courage, it appears to be, I don't know if it's a lion or, like, I assume it's a lion because courage, like from the Wizard of Oz. But the mascot's not all that. So much like I picked the NC Dinos. Do you think we should pick a favorite in what do they call it, NWSL
team? Well, we have a team right here in Houston.
Is that the one you're picking?
Well, I'm all about the Dash.
Okay, Aaron, do you want to take the Thorns since you're familiar with them?
Sure.
Okay,
I ain't taking anything from Utah. I can tell you that.
I'll take the Chicago Red Stars.
Because you
would.
There you go, currying favor with JJ Watt.
That's right,
you communist.
That's right. Are you sure you don't want the pride, Fred?
No, I don't want the pride. I'm a homer. I want the home
a
team.
What?
A homer, like Homer Simpson.
Oh.
Yeah. And somebody says, I don't think your 10 listeners can pull that much money together. Well.
Excuse me. 12 listeners, last I was told. 12. Thanks. Get it right, pal.
All right.
Oh, here's a link that says NWSL salaries. Dare I click on it?
Oh.
Oh, quick my break. Gosh.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Pat in the 409. Damn, you guys are talking sports. Oh, wait, it's the NWSL.
Yeah. I looked up the salary range.
Yeah.
Excuse me. For the NWSL.
Okay.
The lowest paid, like the minimum salary in the NWSL is $20,000.
That's almost what Aaron makes.
The max salary, $50,000. Oof. I feel like even if I was a really good lady soccer player, I think I'd have to move on to greener pastures. Like, if that's the most money I could make doing professional sports.
Unless mm-hmm. you marry a football player worth $100 million.
There's one.
I think it's a lot like it's a lot like some sports, though, where you just have to have another job the rest of the year. And
yeah,
there's a lot of guys in MLS. I don't know if it's still like that, but there were a lot of MLS guys that used to have jobs when they weren't in season. A lot of Canadian Football League guys, same thing. I don't think they have to do it as much anymore, but there was a time where, yeah, you had to have a job. And it's always kind of weird because how many places are going to hire you for half a year?
It's true.
So
you could get seasonal work.
Yeah, so you really have to want to do it. So I admire that, AJ. I admire that these ladies, they really want to do this because they're not getting paid. And
in the MLS, do you know which team has the lowest payroll?
I do not, but wouldn't surprise me if it's your Dynamo. Yeah, because I hear Glenn allude to that sometimes, that they just don't throw a bunch of money around.
Cheap sons of guns.
Oh.
But it seems like at least most of those guys are...
I think they are now. I think it's better.
It looks like the lowest paid guys in MLS are making like a little under 60 grand. But there's some guys who are making like 7 million. So it's a pretty wide range in the MLS.
So are there women's leagues in Europe? Yes. Yes.
Are there?
There are.
I've
never seen a game from one.
Are they more? Are they considered better than the one here? I guess that's a Glenn question. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Right? I don't. I'm not qualified to talk soccer. I've been ruled off. So, the 832 says they get to play the sport they love professionally. Their choice. They can always strip.
No, that's not the only options. Come on, man.
Yeah, there's other jobs they can get, and. Somebody's asking if can I start a GoFundMe for that? I don't care how you get the money. Go to your rich uncle. You know, everybody's got a billionaire uncle in Texas.
I don't.
I don't either. But just tell him. And no, you don't get to pick who replaces me. That's AJ's job. You just get rid
of him. Now, if you want to pay me,
you throw him a few bucks. Probably can. You can. Well, you know what? I'm sure he'll have a conversation with you. How's that? We don't want to get into bribery or anything like that. But I'm sure he'd sit down and listen to your ideas before making a decision. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says that's like that Cy Snead pitcher for the Astros is a substitute teacher during the offseason. I didn't know that. Is he?
I didn't know that.
Aaron,
either.
You should know that. You're Mr. Astro over there.
Yeah, sure I am. I have no idea. I will look into it, though.
Okay.
So,
yeah, do some damn research for once.
Yeah, man.
Come on, bro.
It's kind of your job in there. Help us out a little bit.
I'm doing the job of all 20 Golic and Wingo producers in one.
Oh, suddenly that's where you go. Golic and Wingo have 20 producers.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, Cowherd has probably 30.
You're paid better than all of them, Aaron.
And... You know, we brought you in because you were better than those guys.
That's
and,
right.
And now this is the excuse we're going to?
Pathetic.
Hey, are you guys ready to get off this planet now?
Yeah.
Would you like to go to Mars?
Nope.
Me either. But apparently...
there's quarantine there, too.
Well, it would take at least 110 humans would be needed to start a new civilization on Mars. A study has calculated.
Okay.
That number would ensure...
What if one of them was Matt Damon?
Well, he'd get left behind, and then they have to go back and get him.
Seems like he could do it all by his damn self, though.
Well, you know, he's...
he don't need your help.
He's going to science the hell out of it. And, I think he... you know, somebody ought to make a movie like that, where Matt Damon's on Mars, and he gets stranded, and then the ship has to turn around to go back and get him, and they go through all this stuff, and he has to get in a capsule with plastic on it and everything else, and he gets back, and he becomes a hero.
Great call.
I think you have $1 million idea there.
Yeah. This is like an AJ idea that somebody's already done. yes, we are familiar with the movie The Martian.
Correction, you have a $630 million idea there.
Oh, is that all it made?
In the box office.
Is that all?
Well, I mean, that was a pretty big hit. I actually enjoyed that movie. I thought Matt Damon was really good in it. But apparently any human colony would have to set up home in an oxygen-filled dome... Okay, now, did they not watch this movie? Because what happened? That storm came and pretty much ruined them.
Yeah.
But they'd have to set up home in an oxygen-filled dome and start their own agriculture and other industries.
Could it be the dome that the Rangers are going to play in?
Oh, it wouldn't look any worse than that, that's for sure. In fact, I'm sure it would be better. Any human colony would have to... the study assumes support from Earth has been cut off due to war, failing resources, or settlers declaring an independent republic. Or could be the Rona.
Could be.
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know why you're assuming that. I mean, isn't that the whole point of... And now you can speak to this, Aaron. Isn't that the whole point of SpaceX and those things is to eventually get colonies on the moon and Mars?
That's definitely Elon Musk's goal.
Yeah, okay. Well, he is SpaceX, right?
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm not incorrect.
I mean, he could change his mind at any moment, but yes, he is SpaceX. That is his goal, is to put a colony on Mars.
Space expert professor. Now, I don't know how you get that title either. I mean, I think it's probably a little more involved than ancient astronaut theorist. But
declaration.
He estimates that he could set up a permanent home if he had 109 colleagues. Can I just throw my two cents into this? Have to be a lot more women than men.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're going to expand the population, one guy can handle the business of several women. And that I would...
Are you calling like a guy a rooster?
Yeah.
Or a bull?
Yeah. Yeah. Or a racehorse. A retired racehorse. And you breed the best of the best and you hope for the best, is what they say.
Should I tell people that I've gotten a vasectomy, or should I just...
Well, you don't want to go to Mars anyway. I still have not been fixed, so okay. I kind of course I'll be 90 by the time this happens.
Gonna,
like, never mind.
You're going to be shooting dust.
Yeah, it's going to be shriveled up. It's like, oh, it don't even get hard on the pee anymore. Yeah. Yeah, that's... Now, if this were like in 3 years, great, but that's not going to be happening. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Getting a lot of shut up and talk sports. Matt Damon was a respectable Texan accent in Ford versus Ferrari.
That's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, that's a solid movie. It really was.
Are there going to, like, if I had an even decent movie, I'd put it out this year because maybe you win an Oscar.
Yeah, because they keep putting off that Tenet. They're not releasing that now. But yeah, I think
new Pete Davidson movie is going to win the Oscar for Best Picture. That's where we're at.
King
now.
Of Staten Island.
Yeah, the King of Staten Island, Best Picture.
I would
at least a nomination.
I would be voting on Spike Lee's movie if I were voting right now. The
like,
one
how many out. Movies have really come out this year?
Well, there was that action movie with Thor in it.
Okay.
That's not going to win. It's a Spike Lee's movie. That King of Staten Island. Boy, what else has there been? That because they're you know, usually don't have a bunch of big releases in the first quarter. So, man, I'd have to go back and look.
Hey, have you seen that there are 37 players at Clemson who tested positive for the Rona?
Ooh, I didn't know they got to. I didn't know it had gotten that high.
That's a big number. Boy. I mean, I don't know. I don't think college football is happening. I'd put it at like 5%.
Yeah, I am pretty sure that's... And we talked about this before. It's like the NFL is going to have enough trouble, but now you're multiplying it by hundreds and hundreds. It seems like... I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to be negative today. I really don't want to be negative, but yeah, I'm very skeptical that we're going to have college football.
And I'll do this.
And that hurts my soul.
You know what? Turn down this music for a second, Aaron, and I want you to mark the tape here, because I'm going to say this on June 26th. What day is baseball supposed to start?
July 23rd, I believe.
Okay. I'm going to go out and say it right now. I don't think baseball's happening on July 23rd. I don't think we're going to be at a place where it can happen. And I think that more and more people are going to start testing positive, and they're going to be like, you know what, we can't do this. And they may do baseball later, but I don't think it's going to be happening on July 23rd. So, okay, now you can start the music back up again. I'm going to need that. If I'm wrong, just get rid of that. We'll pretend it never happened. If I'm right, though, you need to write down when that happened.
July 23rd, I'll play it to start the show.
Okay.
If you're right.
If I'm right. If I'm wrong, that conversation never happened.
We're just going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Metronome. Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming.
I hope you like the show. ESPN 90.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713 says, as depressing as it is, I think A.J.'s right. No baseball in July. Too soon, especially with the cases rising again. I agree, although I'm not...
We got to get people in our building buying cold beer.
Yeah, you know, you had a different take on that than what I wound up having, because when I actually watched it, it wasn't that, oh, they're not going to sign people. It's, what a greedy bastard he's being right now, trying to talk money at a time when... Well,
especially now today that they're closing local businesses, yeah, closing bars down. He's like, we got to get people in our stadium. And we got to get them buying cold beer and buying Astros koozies and hats and thingamajiggers and dilly-dallies and things like that. We got to get it all sold.
I hate to tell you, maybe we'll just have to buy our Crawford Bock from the store.
Yeah.
And watch your games without fans.
Yeah. I'll just buy a 12-pack of Crawford Bock for what I could get one Crawford Bock for at the stadium. And I'll help out a mom-and-pop gas station or something like that rather than help out the Astros, who, by the way, are becoming kind of – I mean, are they kind of becoming less and less likable?
Oh, they're already unlikable.
And I know
they were already unlikable before all this. And we used to joke about it, but I'd list all the things, and we'd all laugh about it. But the truth is, when you add all that up and throw in – the cheating scandal, and then you throw in Jim Crane and his comments in spring training, which and the players' comments, and now Crane's comments now.
Well, yeah. And even going back to Osuna days, like Osuna signing, I think that the Astros, like when really there was a couple of years there where they were a really fun, likable team.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case anymore.
I don't think so either.
And I think the turn started when they traded for Osuna.
And I think... it's easy for us to say, like, for other, it's easy to see why other cities, other markets think that the Astros are bad guys. I think it's taken, I mean, because the Astros won here, so we're like, oh, that's awesome. This city never wins anything. But I also kind of, and even aside, let's say the trash can thing never even happened. I mean, they're not as squeaky clean and likable as they were when they won. You know what I mean?
No.
Like last year's team wasn't as fun as the 2017 team,
and I think that I think the Osuna trade started it. Then you had Verlander's thing with the reporter, and then you get your assistant general manager saying his stuff and getting fired. And but and when you start really looking at all the things, then yeah, they're not a likable franchise, and. Yeah,
I'll like them if they win again.
Oh yeah, no, I enjoy watching them play.
That would be cool.
But they're not that likable. Alex Bregman was never that likable. I hate to break it to you.
I don't want to say I told you so, but
yeah, but you wanted to trade him for Chris Sale, so
it was a time.
409 says most teams that win consistently for a few years get hate, even if they do nothing wrong. That's true, but guess what these guys did? They did a lot wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I still like him, but I'm beginning to wonder. And even just some of the other stuff within the organization, you chase off the Ryans basically to put your kid in charge.
I didn't like that. No, I know a lot of people didn't care, but...
Yeah, most people don't care about things like that.
I didn't like it.
But it's not a good look in general. So, I don't know, man. I think, now, do I care that they're unlikable? Not really, because they're not...
And if they win and they're unlikable, cool. I don't care.
Now, listen, Bill O'Brien's as unlikable as they come, but if he actually wins something, I'm happy for him.
And same with the Rockets. I don't find the Rockets to be a likable franchise anymore. I loved the Rockets. Even when they were like the Yao Ming Rockets, I was like, I wanted to see them win.
Yeah, they were fun.
Now, the only reason I would like them to win is because they're here. Like, there's nothing about that franchise that makes me go, you know what? I like cheering for these guys. Like, it's just not fun.
Well, and even...
I hope they do it.
Yeah.
But...
And maybe it's just being around this particular group of players and GM and all that for so long. Because even after a while, Amore gets tiresome.
Yes.
And Harden gets tiresome, and it's just kind of like, it's like a being in a marriage that just hasn't been fun from the beginning, and you don't know how to get out of it. That's kind of how I feel about the Rockets. And the Texans, the Texans are different because I want the Texans to win. I really do. I want to like Bill O'Brien. I want to find something to like about the guy. I can't, and it drives me nuts.
You suck too.
I do. We've made that clear.
He wasn't talking to you though. He was talking to a Broncos fan.
No, it was a Texans fan. So I feel like I want that team to do well. I just don't trust Bill O'Brien to be able to win with that team. And I like so many of the players. I mean, I love Deshaun Watson. I love JJ. I love Deion. I'm sorry, I keep doing that. But, you know, I like guys like Brandon Cooks and Kenny Stills, I think. I mean, those are – they've got guys that I like and I want to root for. And I want that team to do well. But it's just so hard because O'Brien is so damn unlikable and stubborn and awful. And then 516 says the arrogance of Luno and Crane is a major turnoff as well.
Well, you don't have to worry about Luno's arrogance anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, John was kind of talking about it this morning. You know, after 2017, you started to see underlings leave, and you think they're going off for better jobs, but they were often going for equal jobs because they just didn't like the atmosphere. They didn't like the environment. They didn't like the culture that was being built here, which is unfortunate. Again, if they win, I don't even care how likable they are.
And I don't care about the inner workings that much until the inner workings start impacting what's on the field.
Yep.
And you know, maybe that's what winds up happening.
I will say, I mean, there's very few Astros, and I'm not going to say there's none. There's very few Astros on the team, like on the 25-man roster, that I find to be unlikable characters. There are some, but not enough that like. But the organization as a whole,
yeah,
just kind of has a weird vibe about it now.
Well, and that's with that many players. That's good that there's only a few, because I don't know how many Texans players I actually dislike. Now that I think about it,
You know what? I only dislike them for unfair reasons. Like I dislike Kyahmi Fairbairn because they gave him
overpaid.
A bunch of money. Like
that's not his fault.
He might be the. And I don't know Kyahmi Fairbairn. I've never met him. Like I've never even talked to him in a locker room.
He's the nicest Kaimi I've ever met.
He might be.
Also the biggest bleep Kaimi.
But that's my knowledge of these guys now. I don't go to, like I used to go cover the games. Like I'd go to the stadium and I'd go get interviews in the locker room and things like that. And I'd go on the national ESPN shows. I don't do that anymore. So then I knew the players and I knew who I liked and who I didn't like necessarily and who I would hope to talk to and who I didn't care to talk to. I don't really know as much now. So if I don't like someone, it's only for like ridiculous, you know, reasons that I probably shouldn't have any feelings about.
Yeah. I like Jonathan Joseph a lot. It was sad that he couldn't play anymore, but I like the guy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys like that. I think they've got some good dudes on that team. You know, except for the ones with baby mamas and
rid of those.
Yeah, especially if they're good. But yeah, it's so hard to get past the fact that Bill O'Brien doesn't know what he's doing and has been given all this power. And I still don't get that to this day. And you know, nothing's going to change about that. If he wins the Super Bowl, I'll be the first one to stand up here and say, you know what? Well, I won't be here to say that if somebody wants to come up with $750,000. But if I am here, I will say I was wrong. This guy got it done. So, RKO on the Twitch says, I was supposed to drink at my friend's house. I called him. Turns out his wife Sunday night, he took his wife Sunday night to the hospital. She's got the Rona with pneumonia. He's probably asymptomatic, will never show signs, but carries a virus. Does this mean I can't hang out with him until there's some kind of vaccine? Ooh, I would say... Yeah, Aaron responded, said, I'm not a doctor, but would think after 2 weeks or so, both he and the wife have negative tests, you should be fine. Because I don't think he's going to carry it forever.
Yeah.
And I mean, they basically say, 2 weeks of quarantine?
Yeah, like my little sister has it right now in Lubbock, and Monday is 2 weeks from her basically infection date, and the doctor said that as of Monday, she could have a negative test and be fine to go.
Okay.
713 said the 2005 Astros were such a likable team. So many players, myself in the city of Houston, loved.
Agreed.
They were, from the outside, if you actually knew some of those guys, there were some dudes on that team that were hard to root for. And that was when I was really involved with covering them, because they had all, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. Biggio's 3,000th hit came a little later and stuff like that.
And so
there were some guys on that team that, if you were around them and had to work with them, that were very unlikable.
Did one of their last names rhyme with Miggio?
I'm not going to name names.
Did one of their last names rhyme with Rurkman?
He was actually cool.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying all of them. I said there were a couple.
Okay.
That made it really hard for people to do their jobs.
Was one of them's last name rhymed with Fidge?
No, he was a good dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Just ruined his career when he hung that slider. but no, that there were, it's just, if you had to be around those guys a lot, there were a few that were just, that a very few now. I don't want to make it sound like it was the whole team, but there were a couple guys that people think are really great guys that aren't.
And you're sure it doesn't rhyme with Liggio?
I'm not mentioning any names, but
okay. Or let it.
No, not wasn't him. Wasn't him.
I've met Andy Pettit. He is actually like a really nice guy.
I've met him too.
Yeah, he's an aw-shucks dude. I mean, he really
could easily be a giant tool bag, because he became like a big star in New York City. But he's like a really down to earth cool guy.
Yeah, no, definitely he was great.
And honestly, same with Clemens. Like every time I've been around Roger, he's been like a super nice guy.
Roger's, it depends on the setting that you wind up with him. If it's in season, he's not much fun to be around.
Oh, okay. Like I've never caught him in baseball settings. Yeah. It's always
but you get him like at a golf tournament or something, and he's terrific.
Like Roger, this was the time when the UFC asked me to do their, like, because Joe Rogan couldn't get here on time, so I hosted like the open workouts and the weigh-in stuff. Yeah. And Roger Clemens came to the open workouts, and he asked, like, Roger Clemens asked me if he could take a picture with me and Cain Velasquez. I don't even think he knew who I was. He just knew I was emceeing the event.
Yeah.
So you were bald. He thought you were Joe Rogan.
He might have thought I was Joe Rogan, honestly.
Yeah.
So we took a picture together, but like, he was like super down to earth and like,
oh, in retirement, he's really been like that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Because people aren't jacking with him all the time
right,
now.
Right.
Do you can you blame Barry Bonds for being a jerk the last several years of his career to the media?
No, but
in
fairness, he was always a jerk.
Right. But did you expect him to change the last? There's no way.
But
it could only get worse.
Yeah, I think the fact that, well, I mean, there's no way he was going to suddenly become a nice guy because of all that. And I don't care if you're not a nice guy. Jeff Kent was not a nice guy. Bonds was not a nice guy. Who cares? They were great and in that scenario, you know, if you don't want to do interviews, don't do interviews. If you want to be a jerk to the media, be a jerk to the media. Guess what? The media can be a jerk to you too.
That's true.
I hate to break it to people.
Big facts.
But there were some guys that, let's just say, probably everybody didn't know everything about them. So back then, stuff didn't get out the way it does now.
Yeah.
So.
Hey guys, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, and man, it has never been easier to get siding done. And a lot of people are taking this Rona time to get some work done on their homes. And siding and windows are a great investment, because not only will it beautify your home and up the value of your home, but if you're staying in your home, it's energy efficient. So you're going to save money. Summer special right now: no payments for 2 years, $2,500 off all siding jobs. And 30% off all windows, and also no payments for 2 years there. They've got senior discounts, cash discounts available. For the best rates, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Window, they're the kind of company you want to do business with. Family owned and operated for over four generations. And when they do installations and when they go and give you an estimate, they're doing it safe. They're making sure they're protected. They're making sure you're protected. Give them a call, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. For the best rates, call Allstate Siding and Windows.
Spoken like a trampoline. Take a break out, put it on the triple beam. I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios,
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And one thing I'd mention about some of those guys on the 2005 team, almost every athlete, when they're not playing anymore, is a lot easier to deal with and they're a lot nicer people.
What about Liggio? Rhymes with Liggio.
You know what? He was really nice when we interviewed him that time at his place.
Okay.
He was very pleasant. So, all right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We said this week.
Yeah, my favorite the other day, somebody said, I'm going to go listen to the adults. Really? Coleman Milk is the adult now?
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. When I was in Arkansas, all they talked about was Arkansas football. That's it. Now, I mean, there's no Arkansas football.
Exactly.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I don't know either.
I'm like following along going, okay, this is more confusing than the plot of The Matrix.
Yeah, there's no Arkansas football now.
As long as 5:35. That was a good one, too.
Excuse me.
Well, you just slammed that damn energy.
I had to finish it off.
I don't know that the tech actually exists for there to be an Iron Man.
Yeah. I mean, does the tech exist for half Batman stuff?
Probably, yeah. I mean, all that stuff was...
The Batarang? I mean, that's just a boomerang shaped like a bat.
I'm not talking about Adam West Batman. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, the recent Batman movies.
We're talking Dark Knight, right? Where, and all of those...
Batarang. Hello, George.
I wanted to talk to a manager.
Okay.
Now you get two of them.
Because I tried calling in the last program, and they cut me off. They left me on the phone for an hour and a half on hold, and then they shut my phone off.
Well,
I don't think that's considered a talk radio station if you don't allow people to get on the radio.
What are we going to call people who have shared a sex partner now, if not Eskimo bros?
You got to call them Inuit brothers.
Wiener cousins.
I don't like that at all.
No, that's a bad one.
That's some scrubs.
That's almost as bad as a boomerang.
Don't like that at all. Not one bit. Let's try Blake. Hello, Blake. Sports to you, sir.
Hey, what's going on, sports? So my question is, with the way that the NBA towards the race sports really have been going, do you think that every champion across the board this year is going to have an asterisk by the name? I guess except for the NFL if they end up starting on time, but... I mean, do you think that this is an asterisk year for sports champions? I'll hang up and listen.
Listen, guys, we're officially banning asterisk talk. It's the new Mount Rushmore of sports talk. Please don't call with that again ever. Please.
Tucker Carlson, who I know you are a big fan of.
I like to call him Tuck.
Tuck.
Fryer.
What are we going to go do with about masturbation now?
Oh, that's just bation.
Or are we just going to call it self-bation?
Funny, as soon as you said that, that's about three texts that said the same thing.
Yeah, we can't get rid of those.
Can't wait to get home and primary bait.
Yeah, primary bation.
Conservative talk on radio rules. It does very well on TV as well.
Oh, Doyle rules.
Okay, well, I would like to be on the show.
You will not get that.
I'm an American, and I have the right to say what I have to say on the phone.
Radio. And as a radio station, we have a right to let you on the radio or not. Now, if you want to start up your own radio station...
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous that you think you have the right to be on the radio. Do you have the right to be on television?
It's not that I want to be on the radio. I wanted to say what he was saying was correct.
Okay, and he didn't want to hear it at the time. He didn't care. That's all I'm telling you.
Well, you're full of
Oh, well, okay. Whoa. Sorry, George. We can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, here's why you can't
now
get on.
Like, I can't believe... Yeah, well, yeah, let's put George on because he says you're full of bleep. Yeah.
Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Boy... I wish I would have seen this earlier in the day. We talked about this a little bit earlier about The Simpsons getting blowback for Bart being voiced by a girl.
Yeah.
The Simpsons will no longer have white actors voice non-white characters, producers say.
Oh, my God.
And I think what they're really trying to do is get rid of Hank Azaria voicing Apu.
Well, that is very disappointing.
Yeah. But there's literally no white characters on The Simpsons. They're all yellow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, two actresses who voice cartoon characters who are white and their characters are black or mixed race have decided I'm going to give up this income because it's not right that I'm white and I voice a character that's not white.
The guy that voices Cleveland on Family Guy is a white guy, and yeah. He stepped away today. Mm. Well, there's just no work for white men in this country anymore.
Unless you're a radio station.
Right. Yeah.
All right. That is going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has as awesome a weekend as you can possibly have, considering the circumstances. Fun show today. Hope you guys appreciated it. We certainly had fun. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. Believe it or not.
Thanks, Fred.
That's pretty good today, too.
Hey, have a good weekend.
I plan to.
Sometimes goodbye is the second chance.
See, that's why you need to come up with that $750,000 so you can sing that song all you want, because goodbye would be a second chance for you.
I could still sing it. Watch. Yeah. Sometimes goodbye. See, I can do it all the time. Is a second chance.
And it's really awful when you do it.
So maybe you should lower your price.
Nope.
Not after here.
Nope. You can
tell my mother.
I'm going to use half of that to have you whacked, by the way. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Everybody have a great weekend. It's till Monday, I guess. Stay Rona free, bitches. Rebecca Black, so chillin'
in the front side, in the back seat. ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.